Okay, so to continue with our Rosh Hashanah Shilas with the Zorbstein, this is a little more out there, but we know it's brought down by a different poskim about whether a person could sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So I thought we would do a Shila about sleeping. So a diligent Torah student, a Bachar, came to Rav Zorbstein with the following question. He said, Rebbe, you know, I love learning Torah so much. He said, I usually fall asleep to learn to Torah Shiurim at night on my iPod, on my laptop. He asked, is there any benefit to listen to these tapes while I slept? Although I didn't hear and absorb the material, I'm not understanding it. Perhaps there is still some segula of Torah study involved just by letting the holy Torah words enter our ears. So before we get to Rav Zorbstein's answer, you know, if you ever look at the Bracha and Shmona Esra, we talk about tshuva now. Hashivinu Avinu, what's the first thing we talked about Hashem in the Dafka when we talked about tshuva? Hashivinu Avinu L'sora Secha. There's an innate connection between tshuva and Torah. So at the end of the day, it says, so I thought maybe it would be interesting to see. At the end of the day, there's a big Indian to be able to increase one's Torah learning, make it more diligent, this and that. So the Bracha comes over Zorbstein and says, is there any benefit to going to sleep with Shirim with going with Shirim late at night? So Zorbstein answers the following. He says that, first and foremost, if listening to the Shirim is going to disturb your quality of sleep and you're going to wake up every 5 minutes and you're not going to feel well rested the next day, it's certainly a bad idea. He doesn't quote this, but we know the Chavetz Chaim used to close the Beis Midrash at 12 o'clock at night. Rabbi Simon from IU, from Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, he always quotes, the Chavetz Chaim used to close the lights in the Beis Midrash at 12 o'clock. He used to say it's important for a Bacher to get 7-8 hours of sleep. Sleep is very important. So as was Oberstein, if this Shiurim is going to hurt your sleep and you won't have koach the next day to work or to learn, that's a bad idea to hear. But if you're going to ask me, is there any benefit to learning the Torah, if it's going to help you, you're not going to be disturbed. Rav Zorbstein quotes the Ben Ish Chai in Ben Yoyada and Erevin Daf Yud Ches. And there, the Ben Ish Chai writes an amazing thing. He says that when a person studies Torah at home at night, and that one's wife or mother hears the sound of the Torah study, even if she doesn't understand what he's saying, even if she doesn't understand the words that you're saying, it still has a tremendous, tremendous effect on her neshama. And even if she is asleep while he learns, says the Ben Ish Chai, her neshama still hears the Torah study and absorbs its holiness. It absorbs its holiness. That's why the Chavim say in Pirkei Avos, says the Ben Yoyada, that Pirkei Avos is a Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, that our Chavim used to say that of Yeshua ben Chanina, fortunate was his mother. Why? Ashrechem, the mother of Yeshua ben Chanina, why? Because she helped Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, she helped him become a Talmud Chacham. Why? How did she do that? She used to put his crib in the Beis Midrash, even when he was an infant, so he could absorb the holy sounds of Torah study. She explained that even though he was too young to understand anything, she wanted the words of Torah, she wanted the holy words of the Torah HaKadosha to penetrate his ears. And therefore, says the Ben Yoyada, a woman has the effect, even if she doesn't understand the words of what her husband is saying, it's a tremendous thing. And specifically, we saw by Rabbi Shuva Chanina that Rabbi Shuva Chanina would specifically put his mother would put in his crib in the Beis Midrash so he could absorb the holy words. So, what benefit is there for words for Torah? That says Rabbi Zorbstein, to enter the ears of a sleeping woman or a baby too young to understand. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Zorbstein quotes it. Although they don't understand what they hear, the neshama still absorb it. It's a magnet. It's a transmission. It's a connection. So therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalai Manaf, even though they cannot see it, their mazel sees it. There's something spiritually still going on there. And Rav Zorbstein concludes, although it seems that there's no benefit, there's still benefit for listening to some, the Torah is still absorbed, even if you don't understand what's going on. One might distinguish, says Rav Zorbstein, between hearing Torah from a person who's actually fulfilling the myth of Torah study and hearing a Torah class on a machine. Nonetheless, so Rav Zorbstein wants to be mechalik. There's a difference, maybe you want to say there's a difference between a live person who's speaking Torah, like Rav Shua B'Chanina's mother put him in the Beis Midrash, and on your iPad or your laptop or your iPad, whatever it is. Nonetheless, as a conclusion of Zorbstein, it still seems that there's some sort of school to hearing words of Torah in one's sleep. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zochet as Yeshua Kadosh Baruch Hu, that tshuva, that one of the eager ways to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu is tshuva. And the more we learn Torah, the more we show Kadosh Baruch Hu how Torah is so precious in our eyes, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with great things. That's why, if you ever look in the first bracha, talking in the bracha about tshuva, we don't say talking about charata and talking about Kabbalah, we know the levels of the Rambam. But there's no tshuva without Torah. Hashavinu, avinu, lewat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return us to what? The Sora Secha. So Blessed Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, each one in our own way, specifically now, the week before Rosh Hashanah, to make sure the Torah that they were studying, we're making sure to take in every minute, and be able to, Blessed Hashem, to take in a minute here, a minute there, and be zochah for good things. Just to end, just to conclude, Rabbi Moskowitz quoted a great story over Shabbos. I forgot the name of the Rav in Yerushalayim, the name of the Rav, but he used to make a siyum every siyum hashas every year. Maybe Rav Leib Chasman used to make a siyum hashas every year. And what happened was, actually it wasn't Rav Leib Chasman, it was Rav Reuven Bengis. He used to make a siyum hashas every year. And what happened was, 3 weeks later, he called his friends back together, he made the siyum, and 3 weeks later he said, guys, I'm making another siyum hashas. His friends thought he was crazy. What's going on here? So he said, no, this is a special one. This is the siyum hashas that I'm making on every single time. I'm a rabbi, I go to weddings, I go to bar mitzvahs, I go to brises, I go rides here, rides there. And always, and sometimes I have to wait. It takes time. This is my siyum hashas from 17 years of having to wait. This is the person, Reuven Bengis, to take every minute, every second to be able to learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to come close to Him, come close to the Torah. Mezer Hashem to write us in Ksivach Simatoiva, Lonu L'chol Beis Yisrael.